We should start as we mean to go on, and that is having God first, and with a desire to not only live unto Him, but to be productive for Him, to be fruitful in the things that we're doing. And we know that fruit comes from sound doctrine, right? So we want to practice the words. It's the words that get us going. The direction comes from God through the words. And so that's what we got to catch. We got to catch the words. So you can say to God, Father, like, have my heart open to the most important points you personally want me as an individual to grab so that I can do it, so that I can benefit and get fruit, and that my fruit not only get fruit, but my fruit remains and continues, in my life through the practice of what you're giving me to do and the encouragement. And so that's all it is. It's very simple. God hasn't made any of what we're doing complicated. I think we make it complicated, and that's why we should remain like humble and meek to just receive what God is actually saying, so that we can, clear our ears out and our eyes and just grab those beautiful truths that is going to elevate our lives and, give us that peace and that direction in our hearts and in our minds so that we can think clearly, that we can make sound mind decisions, that we can move forward in strength individually and strengthen one another through our own walk, and that we can inspire one another and to provoke one another unto love and to good work. So, it's a good opportunity now, this very first fellowship. Thank you, God, for this very first fellowship for people to share. Like, what is your vision for this year? You can really share it now. This is the first day. And let's see God go to work through that year with that focus and vision in mind. That desire that you want to speak forth, like speak it forth now. Make a declaration, decree and declare. You've heard that from the scriptures. You can decree a thing with God and it will come. God will give you the words to speak and to decree, right? So, as you speak forth, that's God energizing you. And you can really share what's in your heart. Like, this is what I desire to do with my God. This is what I desire to do in my area. This is what I desire to see in my family. This is what I desire to see in my health or in my strength or whatever it is you want. Vision is very important. And I know it says in Proverbs, where there is no vision, and this word vision is revelation. And it's the revelation of God that people wander aimlessly. So we want direction from God. The revelation comes through words, an unveiling of a truth that's hidden to you. Is revealed to your heart what you could do. And we don't want to see ourselves as victims. We want to see ourselves as victorious. And that we don't want to see ourselves the problem, but we want to see ourselves as the answer and the solution to people's problems and to our own. Because we got God that works in us, and God is working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And so, vision is very important. Writing the vision is even more important, because once you establish that down, once you've got that down, it will come to pass, believe me. And I practice this every year, and the things I write down come to pass, because I've committed it to God and I've written it down and it's in front of me. It says in Habakkuk, write the vision, make it plain, that he that readeth may run to do it. So that's what we do. The just shall live. And then it goes on to say, the just shall live by faith. So we're not living by what we see in the senses realm. We're living by the pictures and images that God has given to us through the heavenly words and direction He's given. When we capture that image in our heart and mind and make that a part of us, then we start speaking and moving in that direction, then we can start seeing a manifestation of it. That's how everything works in this life anyway. It works by the words that are being spoken. The narrative that you've been programmed with drives your life. And it's in the subconscious of you. What you've been programmed with when as soon as you got born into this world. The noises and the things that were spoken into your life. You picked it up. It's in that subconscious. That's what drives you, right? So, but we can change that. We can change what's in that subconscious by the confession of what God is saying and the beliefs of what God says about us, and through repetition of saying and practicing, we start to see everything change. So whereas I used to be full of fear, worries and doubts, I've changed that through the repetition of knowing who I am in Christ and my declaration of that, and then also my act in that way and doing the things that God shows me to do. It's not a religious thing. You know, it's a thing that, all right, if God says this, then it's got to work. And I was reminded these last couple of days speaking with people that when I reconnected back to India in 2020, I wanted to see the things work. And I knew in my heart, if the people that connect to Sangha are following his encouragement and their leaders are following the encouragement and giving it to their leaders, and everyone that follows that and practices that, they're getting results. They're getting good results. They're seeing their faith rise up. They're seeing their areas change. They're seeing they're coming from poverty to abundance. They're seeing people that have died and being raised up from the dead. They're seeing healings. They're seeing deliverances. And God is no respecter of persons. So I knew in my heart, if I follow the same encouragement, if I get the same encouragement, what's being encouraged there in India and Nepal, if I'm getting that same type of encouragement, those same type of words, right? And I take it to my heart with all of my heart and practice it according to my understanding, then I should start seeing results. I should start seeing the baby of the signs, the miracles and wonders, not a hit and miss, but a regular thing. I should start prospering and being in health, even as my soul prospers, you know? So it's up to me to practice these things. It's up to me to do that and not to be a respecter of persons. You know, I connect to my leader and I take what he says. Now I'm going to God with what he's telling me and I'm practicing it, and I want to prove that it works. And who do I want to prove it to? Me. You know, I'm to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, right? So it's up to me to practice it. It's not up to me to prove to you that it works. It's up to me to prove to me that it works. Now, when I'm living that and I'm seeing that it works, then I got great faith and encouragement and inspiration to share it with you, for you to do this. Now, if you do these things, it will happen for you, right? So this is simply what I'm doing. What I've learned, what I've seen, what I've retained and practiced and applied and got results from, I'm literally encouraging you to do the exact same thing. And if you do that from your heart, not unto me, not unto Sangha, not unto anybody else, but you do this unto God. I'm doing this unto God because I live here. See, I don't live in India and I don't live in Nepal. I live here in the United Kingdom, but I can have vision and goals and desires to move the word in other countries and other areas and be a source of blessing to those countries and to those areas and the believers in those countries and in those areas, if they're humbled and they want to hear what I got to say by God, is what God's saying. And if they take that on board and run with it, man, they're going to get the same results. And we've proved this, even on this fellowship amongst all of you that have been focused. Because some people lose their focus, right? You start off well and you start honoring God. And then you're doing good. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, what's happening? Nothing's coming through for me. And then you start to doubt and you start to wonder. But see, the thing is, we've got to continue steadfastly because God's word is true. God's word doesn't change, right? God's word is established in the heavens and in the earth, and it will come to pass. We just got to stand upon it. We just got to stand upon what is right. And we don't budge no matter what's happening in the senses realm. Because God, listen, he watches over his words to make sure they're done, to make sure it comes to pass, to make sure that what he has spoken forth and what has been received and believed and acted upon, he watches over his word to perform it. All his promises are yes and amen in Christ. And so, really, we should be living so successfully. We should be multiplied even more so now. There should be many more. And there can be. And then sometimes we doubt. Sometimes we get sidetracked by life or by relationships or by finances or by doctrine or by other ministries. What's your excuse? Because that's what it ends up being, an excuse. You can lock in right now, as of today, and be fully focused unto God and make up your mind. You can say, right, I'm going to do exactly as it's being encouraged, and I need to see fruit, God. And I believe I will if I practice this. So like on the day of Pentecost, these guys didn't have to be told that way. They just received the words gladly, and they were blessed with what they heard. And then they continued in the apostles' doctrine. They were steadfast, you know, and they broke bread together. They fellowshiped together. They encouraged one another. And it says, and the Lord added to the church daily. See, God done the adding of the new people to the church daily, such as should be saved. The people were enjoying the grace. They were enjoying the heavenly words, the direction from God. And every time God sends forth his words runs very swiftly. His words are commands also in the earth. And when we grab on them, we can ride on the wings of the words, right? We can ride those words, baby, and we can live abundantly. We can live clearly with focus and with vision. And we can live, you know, above this world. And we do it with God. God is the one that takes us higher and higher as we ride, as we put our feet where he puts his feet. So where he puts his word is where we stand upon and believe and say the same thing. We say what God says. And now we have got the Spirit of God in us. We're moving in synchronization with God. Like he's giving me the words right now from that Spirit of God within me. I believe it with all my heart. I'm not doubting. I'm not making these things up. I don't know what I was going to say. But now I'm saying these things. I'm in synchronization with God. So we're in agreement. So now if anyone joins with these words, join with these words, right? Connect to the words. Take it on board with all of your heart. Then take it to the Father. Father, I receive these words gladly. Now you show me what I need to do. Put it in my heart. Direct my paths. Direct my steps. Order my steps in thy word. Let no sin have a dominion over me. Make my feet like hinds' feet and set me upon my high places. Here I am, Lord. I'm willing to do. I'm willing to serve. I'm willing to do whatever you tell me to do. And I'll connect and I'll receive and I'll move. And I'm going to blaze the trail in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I'm being led by your Spirit. So this is the type of heart we can have. Now there's a beginning point, and we can begin again, right? If you got off track, you can begin again. If you feel knocked back, you can begin again. If you feel kind of down, you can begin again. I know the holidays can make people feel lonely, make people feel that they're not benefiting from God, which you are. It's just Satan using the times and the conditions and the moods. But we got to set our thoughts on things above, not on the things of this earth. And unfortunately, some of us set our thoughts on the things of this earth. What can I get? What can I gain? If you seek God first, everything you desire will be added to you anyway. And you'll get the best of the best. You won't just get what you want. You'll get better than what you want. Because God will make sure of that. But he's saying, just keep me first, because then I can really bless you. I can really make sure you're in the right place so that you can flourish and prosper and grow in all of the areas of your life, all the days of your life. Because this is not just a hit and miss. I'm blessed this week and I'm down next week. We can be blessed every day if we want to be. You choose how you're going to feel. You might wake up feeling not so great, but you choose whether you stay there or you don't. You choose to pick yourself and get out of bed and get up and start declaring, start saying who you are. You start backing off the darkness with your confession, because your word is with authority. These are not just ordinary words we're speaking. These are extraordinary words. We say what we want and not what we see. We declare from the mouth of God what will be. What we say goes. We are the heavenly Congress. We've got jurisdiction over Satan, over his devil spirits. In Ephesians chapter 1, you just read that. All the power of the enemy, you are way above that. You're way above Satan and the cohort. Stop giving him power. Oh, Satan's too strong for me, and he does this, and he, you know, it's him, it's his fault. No, what are you choosing? What are you allowing? Don't allow it no more. Don't allow the depression to come in. Don't allow the anxiety to scramble your brain. Don't allow it. Refuse. I refuse to worry. I refuse to be down. I refuse to be negative. And you've heard that thing where it says, you know, we're to fight for our faith. Well, sometimes you just might have to do that. And these confessions is fighting for your faith, because you're saying what God says about your situation, even though your situation may not be that. So you stay with God. So listen, wherever you are now at the beginning of this year, you might feel a little bit down. There might be some pressure on you. Listen, say what you want. You've got to speak the outcome. You've got to speak the results that you want. You've got to say it's already done. If you've got a bill, it's already paid. No, it's still there. No, it's already paid. No, it's already paid. No, it's already paid. Refuse the negatives. Oh, I don't get paid a lot and I work my ass off. We'll start changing that. I get paid mega money. People want my services. And people are ready to pay the top dollar for my services. Because I'm damn good at what I do, because my God's working in me. Everything I touch is blessed because I got Holy Spirit dwelling within my hands, within my heart, within my mind, in my mouth. Everywhere I go is blessed. My services are the best services. I'm the best window cleaner. I'm the best gutter cleaner, right? Whatever you do, I'm the best tiler. I'm the best cleaner. I'm the best preacher. I'm the best minister. I'm great at what I do. I'm not under anybody else. And nobody else, and I'm not over anybody else either. I'm the best at what I do. Even if I'm failing miserably, I'm still the best at what I do. I'm saying, I rather say what God says about me. I'm not going to say what I think about me. If I was to say what I have thought about myself, then it wouldn't be so good. It's not going to produce anything for me. So I got to change my thinking from my free will heart. God, I want to change what I'm thinking. How do I do that? I get his word and his promises and what God says, and then I make them mine in my heart. I declare the words of God. I say who I am in Christ, not who you think I am or somebody else thinks I am. Whether you think I'm 70%, 40%, 20% hot, doesn't matter about what you think. What does my God think? He says I'm 100%. What do I think? I'm 100%. I am hot, baby. I'm smoking hot. You get around me, you're going to get burnt. In a nice way. Don't worry, you get healed as well. I'm on fire for God, mate. I'm on fire for God. Now, you may look at me and say, you're not on fire for God. I seen the other day, he looked down and he was a little bit. I am on fire for God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Satan, I am righteous. Satan, I am justified. I am redeemed. I got the words of ministry of reconciliation. I am sanctified, baby. Yeah, go and eat that. You can't do nothing about that, can you? Satan can't do nothing about it, nor can you. Right? Because that's who I am in Christ. I am righteous, justified, sanctified, redeemed, and I have the word and ministry of reconciliation. I am as Jesus is in this world. I am very powerful. I rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. I always get what I want because I keep my God first. There's no good thing God is withholding from me. Why? Because I walk uprightly. I didn't say I walk perfectly, but I walk uprightly. I walk in my righteousness, the right living, the right thinking, the right speaking. Listen, I'm not against God, am I? How can I be against God if I'm trying to practice and do all these things with God? He's happy about what I'm doing. And you've got to realize God is happy with the choices that you're making. You've got him first in your life. It doesn't matter the state of things at the moment, because God will change all that around in your favor. Because he's really with you. He's really for you. And we don't compare ourselves against one another. That is very unwise. In fact, the Apostle Paul says it's carnal. If you try and compare yourself with another believer, that's five sense thinking, and it's not spiritual thinking. So we want to use our spiritual thinking above the carnal thinking, because you've got the choice every day. You can think spiritual or you can think carnal. Right? And you know, God is doing great things in all of us. Stop sabotaging your blessings. People sabotage their blessings. Where do they sabotage their blessings? In the practice of what we're encouraging, in the connections. Like, the biggest thing that you can do out of the five things we encourage is your connection. Number one, first and foremost, your connection to God, but then your connection with who you're connected with. Instead of suffering in silence, why not come and share your burden? Why not half it? Why not come and get some ministering and some counseling? Why be proud and stay suffering? You're suffering for Jesus, are you? Jesus has paid the price. You don't have to suffer nothing. But use your connection. Use your connection. And do it with God. Be led by God. It's got to be God-led. My job, Lawrence's job, I make it very clear and I say it loud and clear so anyone that hears this audio can hear what I've said. My job is to connect you to God, not to me. And I think that anyone that has heard my words properly and really listened to me, you know I connect you to God. You know I encourage you to go to God, right? And that's what I do. And no one can deny that unless you're not listening. The only reason that you think that I might be trying to connect you to me is because you're not listening. You've already preconceived ideas in your head, right? You go to God. I've always encouraged that. 1,000,000%. And I've always encouraged that you connect, because connection is big. And from that connection, you can just get encouragement, you know. And not only that, I get encouraged also through that connection. When you connect, I'm getting encouraged also. Now, listen, I'm not running after anyone either. If you want to speak to me, you can pick the phone up and you can call. Or you can message me, Laura, can I have a chat? Yeah, not a problem. Pursue, like, mean it. If you want to talk, talk. If you don't want to talk, don't talk. Don't pick the phone up. Simple as that. You've got free will choice to do that. But if you want to mean business, then mean business, right? Because you're doing this for your own benefit. Not mine. I'm already doing all right, thank you. I'm all right, Jack. But I'm practicing. Can you see what I'm saying? I'm trying to help you. Like, if you do these things, you may not see it fully now, but as you do it, you'll begin to see it. It's when you do it, you see it. It starts to be unveiled to you because the humility is there. When you're not doing it, the humility isn't there, so you don't see it. You'll talk about it. Honoring God is the next big thing. That is so important, right? Because I need your money. No, it's not. It's so important for you. Right, it says that God gives bread for your food. He'll always meet your basic need to live. But he gives seed to the sower. Who's the sower? You. So he's met your basic need and he's given you seed to sow. And God says the seed that you sow, he'll multiply your seed sown. So number one, hold that up. Benefit number one, he'll multiply your seed sown. Then he says he'll increase the fruits of your righteousness. Well, you're already righteous, but he says the fruits of your righteousness. So from your right living as a believer, there's going to be fruits produced. And he said he'll increase that fruits. So God will increase the fruits of your righteousness. He calls all grace to abound towards you. Grace, we're already in the age of grace. Grace is that God has done the work through Jesus Christ. We didn't earn our salvation or anything. Jesus paid the full price for us, right? So there's grace in other areas of life as well. And God will cause all grace to abound towards you. You're late for that meeting, you need a parking space emergency. Bang, there you go. In a packed car park, there's a parking space right for you, right outside the office door. That's grace. God does that for us all the time when we go shopping. Didn't he, Doris, yeah. Right? Every time we need something, it's there, you know? Unless you belong to my gym, because that one is really overpacked.
That's because I'm not there. It's my faith.
Oh, it's Kim's faith. Yeah, that's right. I leech off her faith. So he causes all grace to abound to you. He causes all grace to abound to you. And he causes you to abound to every good work. What's that? Your job? Oh, yeah, he's going to cause you to increase in your job, you know, your 5 cents job that you do. No, his work. the signs, the miracles, the wonders, the healing the sick, the raising the dead, the cleansing the leper. He increased the fruits of your righteousness, and he calls you to bow to every good work, the good works of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works, because I go unto my Father. Are you doing the works? If you're not doing the works, then you can guarantee your bottom dollar you're not doing the greater works. All right? So we want to start at entry level. Signs, miracles, and wonders. That's the entry level, right? Laying hands on the sick. Start ministering. Start putting your hands on your kids and on your husbands and on your wives and on your girlfriends in the nice way to minister healing. Expect a change. Work with their faith. Build them up. Tell them they can be healed right now. They don't have to stay sick. And don't let them dwell on their sickness either. If they're going through something, just do what you need to do in that situation as God instructs you. If you need to keep fit and lose weight, then go and do it. Go and join the gym. I did. And I'm doing my steps. I'm getting my steps in, baby. And my reward is a nice sauna. And in that sauna, I'm speaking and preaching God's word to Jack's friends that I don't know. I sat in there and this guy goes, oh, he says, you know Pecker. And Pecker is Jack's nickname. Everyone calls Jack Pecker. And Jack knows hundreds and hundreds of people. Everywhere I go with him, he's always saying hello to someone. And so I'm sat in this sauna, this steam room, actually. It was really steamy, nice and hot. And this kid said, oh, you know Pecker, Jack? I said, yeah, I know Jack. He said, oh, how do you know him? How do you know I know him? He said, oh, I seen you on the Facebook when you go for your curries, that Jack puts the curries up. And he said, oh, you're Leanne's dad as well, aren't you? He said, is Leanne your daughter? I said, yeah, Leanne is my daughter. So then I started to share the word with them. I started to share how I knew Jack through Becky, how I worked with Becky, and then now Jack, and things have really changed in their life because of the connection we have and their heart, and they're great people. And, you know, Jack has a lot of respect with his friends as well. They show him a lot of respect. So it's nice that this door opened. And as I'm chatting away, it got really, really hot and these guys left. And then there was another young lady, about 35, sat next to me. She said, oh, I really like what you were saying. Could you tell me more? I was talking about being healed in the mind and in the heart and the emotions and stuff like that. And so I said, yeah, what's your name? And she said, oh, my name's India. Well, that's what a beautiful open door there. So I started to share about India and all the signs, miracles and wonders in India, right? And I was there again. We was in there for another 15 minutes and already outdone the time I should have been in that steam room. So I was like really hot. And spiritually as well as physically, and I'm sharing with her. And so I said, I've got to go outside, my love. So she followed me anyway. And then I was carrying on speaking what I was saying to her. And then another lady was there. And she said, oh, I like this. It sounds really good, like, you know. And so I started to share with her, but I asked her a name. Do you know what her name was? Asia. So there I was. I had India on the left and Asia on the right. God sent me to Asia and he sent me to India. And so I'm sharing the word with these guys and it was brilliant. And then there was another couple of girls that were stood in that same hallway. And a bit later on when I went into another sauna, they were there. And then they started to ask me more about God. So I started to share with them and had a bit of fun, made them laugh and then shared about God and the power of God and what's available. And then now I've got to know quite a few people in there. And there's another kid that goes in there called Sean that knew Becky. In fact, he stayed at Becky's home when he was younger. Becky's mum lovingly put him up. And he's a cage fighter now. Really nice kid. And so I've been able to share bits of the word with him. Because obviously I was speaking with him when I first went there. And I just perceived that he knew Jack and Becky. And I said, do you know Jack and do you know Becky Jancy? He said, yeah, I know both of them. And then he told me it was really small world, like in this place. And then so from there, the doors opened up and I've been sharing bits and pieces as God has opened up those doors. I've not looked for one door to speak or to preach. I haven't gone in there thinking, right, this is a great opportunity to witness to everyone. I don't think like that. I just go in there. I'm going to go on my treadmill. I don't want to make any friends because I want to focus on what I'm doing. And then I'm going to go in the sauna and the steam room and the spa in the bubbly bit, you know, the water where it's all nice. And so anyway, I'm doing that now and the doors are opening thick and fast. But I'm willing to speak I say to God, here I am, send me. I speak. You open the doors, I speak. And I recognize when God has opened the door. Like, you know, it's because it just comes out of the blue. And there's definitely no effort on my part. And so right now, it's just sowing seed. You know, I'm just sowing seed. And it's up to God to give the increase. I'm not even going to go back to even look to speak to any of them again. If it happens, it happens. God's got to arrange that. God's got to open up the door. Or just like a laborer. See, a laborer is someone that pursues. Someone that's hungry to be healed and delivered. They pursue, right? And so we see this like with Nicodemus, you know, seeking out Jesus at night and other people connecting of, you know, the two disciples of John the Baptist following Jesus, Master, where do you live? You know, because they knew that he was the lamb that take away the sins of the world, because John already just spoke it to them. So they followed where he was going, you know. So God will bring and God will add. God will tell you to go. He told Paul to go to Macedonia, didn't he? Paul wanted to go somewhere else. And God says, no, I want you to go to Macedonia. So we've got to listen to what God is saying as well. But first and foremost, we've got to practice these things. Because listen, you've got to ask yourself a question. Why would God give you anything else to do if you can't even do the simple things? You know, speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit like I'm doing right now, honoring God with our finances, our money. Yes, honoring God with money and connecting to where God's connected you. First and foremost is God. And even if you connect, you're going to be redirected back to God, but you're going to get encouraged at the same time, right? And then praying for laborers, praying for those open doors. So my desire is to see this really open up. I want to see Bristol open right up, and then England open right up, and Europe and USA. And it doesn't have to be in that order, in God's order, in God's time. But I got a vision. And I got a desire. And I know, except the Lord build their house, they labor in vain. Except the Lord watch a city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So, what do you want to do? Do you want to move forward from this day forward today? You make a decision now that you're going to commit fully unto God. Not unto Laura, but unto God. And he's connected you, so do it with all your heart. Do it with heart. Do it with joy. Not, oh, I better connect. I better give a call. And don't bother. Don't bother if it's like that. Do it because you want to do it and because God's working in your heart to do it. And when it comes to honoring God, give what God puts in your heart to give. We're not under the law anymore. I'm not even going to say, well, at least give 10%. Because then you're given under a law. You're given by a standard. That's what God gave to the people to do back in the Old Testament. But it's grace. Now he gives you a free heart. But we also know the principle of seed time and harvest. What you sow is what you reap. If you want a big harvest, then you sow big. If you want a little harvest, then sow little. But it's the consistency of doing it with a pure heart unto God. I want to do this, God. I want to honor you. And it's got to cost you something. Anyone can give £50 or £10 or £5. Great, if that's all you got and that's what you truly want to give, give it. But you know what? Let it cost you something. Like I can easily, for an example, I could easily give £100 in honoring God. But I really want to honor God. So if I'm going to give this generous portion here, I'm going to prove you that you're going to bless this even more. Not just so I can have more, so I can give more, I can do more. And if we want to see the word move, like we're preaching now, we want to see God's word move all over UK, all over Europe, where I'm preaching that, right, USA, then the abundant sharing needs to be there. In fact, it's a marker to what we're going to do. Really, you think about it. You go and pray to God about that one. Right? And then if you look at what you're giving and what you're receiving, you need to believe to receive also. When you're giving, you're expecting, you're doing it because you're proving God in this, right? He wants you to expect from him because he wants to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think of him. And it's not going to be done in your timing. It's going to be done in his perfect timing, which will build your faith and give you a reliance upon him. He's the one that does that. My job is just to lay this out for you. That's all I've done my job here. in that sense that I've laid it out for you. Now you've got to run with the ball. You've got to either receive this word gladly or not. You either receive what I said gladly or you're arguing with it in your head. And if you are, then you just need to renew your mind and get rid of those thoughts. If you're serious about moving with God. Because we want serious people, and I believe all of you are serious. Just need to show it now. Just need to put it into action and practice. Get a little bit humble. Get a little bit focused, some of you. You know you are. I don't have to say nothing. You know. He's speaking to your heart right now. And this is godly honesty ministering, you know, and there's no judgment to anyone. It's just like, let's get moving. Let's do this. This is the heart. Make up your mind. Stop messing about. Stop thinking you know it all. Stop thinking you've already got it figured out. Step out in faith. Do things with heart. Expect to see miracles. What's that song? Expect a miracle every day. Expect a miracle when you pray. Have you been doing that? No. I tell you what, Satan's been having a little field day with a few people, getting you to look at your circumstances and look at your money and look at your health and look at your relationships and look at your jobs and look at everything. And then you get down and then you get up. And God says, stop. Start believing the words and really move with this. Really move this way. This is your opportunity today to change everything to his glory and for your blessing. So anyway, I wasn't even going to share then, but we haven't even opened up a word of prayer, have we? So Father, I just thank you for this wonderful Zoom fellowship. I thank you for all the beautiful people that have come on here, Father. I thank you for that awakening and refreshing of what we need right now, that strength that comes through the energy of your words, because your word is living energy. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharp, and it runs very, very swiftly, and it can change everything when we got our faith behind it, God, because you can go to work greatly, because you don't violate anyone's free will choice. So I thank you that you're at work. I thank you that you are a mighty God. I thank you that we're going to see great, wonderful things happen, Father, where you get the glory and we can continue to grow and we can live and we can move and we can have our being. Thank you, Father, that you are the God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and your heart is open to us. So, God, I thank you. Whoever receives these words that you've given me to speak, whoever just thinks about doing them, that you would bless them immediately so they can do them. Give them the encouragement that they need, Father. Give them the energy and strength that they need through these words. Give them the joy back in their heart. Take any doubts out of their minds about anything. I command any devil spirits that's influencing anyone's heart right now, you get out. You got no right to be around here, baby. Leave in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command your light to shine, Father, into everyone's heart and to lift our hearts to freedom, Father, and for that wonderful direction from these heavenly words that you've given to speak. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your restoration and your restoration and healing and blessings and giving us double for our trouble, God. I claim the double for our trouble, Father, back. I claim the blessings that should have been ours that haven't come to us to come to us in mega abundance for all of us. And I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ and for leading us this year, Father, into a mighty way so that we truly from the heart are living unto you, that we're doing it from the heart. So I thank you for helping us all because we all need it. So I give you praise. I give you glory. Father, we're nothing without you, without what your son's done for us. And we recognize Jesus as our Lord and our head. And we thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercy to each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So with that, I like to ask Becky.